your midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
A noise! 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 Noise!
Impossible to act like anybody. Be courageous, take it easy, just show trust. Be reasonable, be no ghost weeping. You didn't see me weeping on the floor. You didn't see me weeping on the floor.
Thank you.
sisters. That's the worst.
It is 11:33 in the a.m. You know what that means? It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Luke Mead here at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We just started off the show with a very morose track because it's a very morose day for music fans all over the world. It is May 18th, which marks the 30th anniversary of the suicide of Joy Division's Ian Curtis. And Ian Curtis, of course, from the influential band Joy Division, hung himself many, many moons ago this exact day. And the reason why I played that was Weeping by Throbbing Gristle. Apparently one of Ian Curtis's all-time favorite songs of that year. And the date night before he did do himself in, he phoned the leader of Throbbing Gristle, Genesis P. Orge. So Genesis says, you got to remember, you got to take everything this man says with a, well, this person says with a grain of salt. Claimed that Ian Curtis phoned him up, sang the first few lines of Weeping, hung up the phone, and Genesis claims that he spent the rest of the night trying to get in touch with other former band members to try and get him to go over to his house. And then the next morning, his wife found him hanging from a laundry clothesline. So either way, we're going to start off the show with a few Joy Division tracks, and then we've got some more other areas to cover. A lot going on this weekend on the West Coast. Holy cow, we've got the Victoria Noise Festival, the 9th annual one, and then we've also got something really cool going on Sunday. If you don't know about it, we'll let you know. The Weird Festival going on at the Waldorf, and we'll talk about some other shows and some other new stuff that literally is going to jump off the shelves at us. But however, we're going to play some Joy Division right now, just in honor of Ian. We won't bum you out too much. These are just a few of my favorite tracks, and then we'll get it more upbeat and more noisy as the show progresses. This is the album that pretty much sums it up, the sound, the sights, and the feel of Joy Division. This is the first two songs on side two of their album, last album, Closer. This is Heart and Soul and 24 Hours. We'll be right back.
of time, but into perspective, try so hard to find, just for one moment, thought I found my way, destiny unfolded, I watched it slip away.
ourselves now as we never had seen. Betrayal of the trauma and degeneration. The sorrows we suffered have never were free.
Ian Curtis, 31 years ago today, committed suicide. Rest in peace.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 11:55 in the AM. Just a little short. Believe me, I could have filled an hour and a half of nothing but Joy Division, one of my all-time favorite groups, but what can you do? We heard in that last set, we kicked it off with Heart and Soul and 24 Hours Off of Closer. If you must own one album, actually, I'm not even going to say that. You should own all of their albums because there's only three of them. And, you know, but we heard 24 Hours, Heart and Soul, something off of the Still album, which was released after Ian Curtis committed suicide, of outtakes and live takes. That was one of them. Ice Age, really, really good floor filler, if you ask me. And then a song that pretty much sums up how Ian was feeling and the music behind it that, you know, there's a track just still gives me goosebumps and gets me a little bit welled up inside. And if you really don't know anything about them, I'd highly recommend check out, of course, 24 Hour Party People, the film, and Control, Anton Corbin, his biography about Ian Curtis. And then if you want some reading material, I'd highly recommend Paul Morley's Writings on Joy Division from 1977 to 1990. Paul Morley, one of the better music writers out of the UK. And we'll leave it at that. Let's cheer it up a bit. It's a nice day out. And we'll talk about some shows coming up here. One venue that I'm really excited about opening up is going to be pretty soon. I don't know the actual date, but it's going to be in the next couple of weeks. The Electric Owl. And what the Electric Owl is it used to be, if anyone is here from the mid-90s listening, do you remember the Old American? Because that was a real, real, probably my favorite bar in town, because it was number one, it was probably the scariest dive in Vancouver, if you ask me. But also, it was $2 pints, and it was live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Three bands, no cover. And it was a whole cornucopia of different styles of music, groups, people hanging out, that kind of thing. It always depended on who was hanging out, what bands were on stage. I remember who used to play there. Heavy Mellow, Scum Element used to play there all the time. Gob got their start there, I believe. I remember seeing DBS when they were about maybe 14 or 15 years old. And just it was just a really decent mid-90s punk bar. It unfortunately succumbed to the kind of drug scene and stuff like that. Cops shut it down. Well, it is being reopened. And it's going to be kind of weird. It's going to be apparently like a Japanese restaurant and a sushi bar and a sake bar, but it's also going to have live music. I know that the debut show is going to be Chick Chick Chick, but one of the shows that's coming up, Tuesday, June 21st, two bands from Austin, Texas, that one I can definitely guarantee, even if they're not as relevant as they used to be, go see them, and you will know us by the Trail of Dead. Fantastic live show. The first time I ever saw them was at the Brickyard back in the late 90s when they were still on Merge Records, and I think there was like maybe 15 of us in the bar. It was a Sunday night, and they played like there was 15 million of us in the bar. I was there at an unbelievable live band. Check them out. And they're coming with an IT band right now. A lot of buzz going around these guys. Ringo Death Star. They're kind of encompassing the shoegazer early 90s My Bloody Valentine / Swirlies kind of sound. So let's cheer up the mood a bit, and we'll listen to both those bands. We'll start off with, and you will know us by the Trail of Dead, with a really, really, really funny cover. And if you know what it is, well, just give me a shout either way. But, you know, maybe we might give you something. Check this out.
I see faces and traces of home. Back in New York. We'll be right back.
It's time to get weird. Weird 3 is a double-stage multi-city music marathon curated by Weird Canada, recently named by CBC Radio 3 as the best indie music website in the country. This traveling caravan features 19 emerging Canadian bands in an explosive happening of audible euphoria. Red Mass, Dirty Beaches, Gobble Gobble, Weird Visions, The Famines, Long Long Long, Hobo Cubes, Femininelli, Velvet Chrome, Feral Children, Silver Dapple, Ketamines, Makeout Videotape, Manic Attracts, Roll Mock, Needles Pins, and Babysitter. It's all going down Sunday, May 22nd at the Waldorf Hotel. Doors at 5:30, music starts at 6. Tickets are available from Zoo Shop on Main Street and online at wyrdiii.eventbrite.com.
.12:07 in the p.m., and that's what we're going to focus on today is, yes, the Weird Fest happening Sunday, May 22nd at the Waldorf Hotel. And if you want to see some of the more interesting things that's going on in your country, come down and check this out. This is going to be a busy one, so try and get advance tickets, and if not, come early. It's going to be all day, a whole bunch of stages. It's going to be a real fun. It is doors at 5:30. And band starts at 6, so even if you're a Canucks fan, you can go down and watch it after the game, because I know the game's on at 12 noon, I think, or something like that. But yeah, you heard a whole bunch of lists of bands there, and we're just going to go through some of them that are playing. For more information, check out weirdcanada.com. We're going to start off with one of the better releases of last year, if you ask me. This is from Edmonton, Alberta. This is Gobble Gobble.
Yeah. On CITR 101.9 FM has hit a metal milestone as Canada's longest running all-metal radio show, and they want you to raise your horns and help them celebrate. PowerCord, the Invisible Orange, Scrape Records, and 430 Productions present PowerCord's 25th anniversary show May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with the 2010 PowerCord Bands.
Orok! Magnus Rising!
Scythia!
Scissor Tooth!
Titan's Eve!
And as part of their North American tour, headliners Woods of Ypres. If you love the metal, then you don't want to miss this. On Saturday, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater, get your tickets at Scrape Records today. All ages, doors open at 6.
Yet another thing to do on the weekend if you've got nothing else to do. Yes, Saturday, Rickshaw Theater, all ages, the best local metal in town and the best metal show and the longest running metal show in Canada, Power Chord, here on the Almighty CITR. Celebrating his 25 years of pure metal mayhem. Check that out if you can and support your local metal scene. Speaking of other scenes around, that's kind of what you heard there. Just a little taste of what's going to go on Sunday at the Waldorf Hotel. Doors at 5:30. Like I said, $20. Band start at 6 p.m. Make sure you go check it out. And what did you just hear there? I'm not going to list off all the bands. I'll list off all the bands that you heard, though. We started off there with Edmonton's Gobble Gobble with Wrinkle Carver. And then from Edmonton again, we had The Famines, one of my favorite two pieces out there. And man, do they release really amazing packages. If you're a fan of the old school, oh boy, Soviet France or Savage Republic kind of packaging and stuff like that. These guys make them look like pure amateurs. The Famines with Syllables we heard there. And then we finished up there with the Hobo Cubes. Who are they? Where are they from? The Hobo Cubes are from Montreal, Quebec. I'm sorry. And that was called Onde Astrali. So make sure you, there's no reason not to go to stuff. And here's what we're going to get into today, too, is if you're going to the island, holy cow, we have the 9th annual Noise Festival schedule. And holy moly, they've been doing this for 9 years. It's only at one location, and this is out of the pure love of noise. I'm only going to give you a few bands that are playing, because you can go to the website or just type in Victoria Noise Fest 2011 if you want to see the list here. There are a whack load of them from all over North America. A few ones to point out here. Xiphoid Dementia from Roslindale, Massachusetts. We have Cheffelkirk from Eugene, Oregon. Severed Flesh from Portland. Frozen Body from Portland. Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer from Seattle. A fantastic band. We played them a lot. And one of the best band names out there, if you ask me. Tons of bands from Montreal. Tons of bands, of course, from Vancouver and Victoria. We'll hear two groups that are playing at the Victoria Noise Fest right now. We'll hear something from Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer. We're going to start off there with one of my favorite noise guys out there. This is The Rita.
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you pressed. One, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Right, you are. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just heard two tracks there, two artists featured at the Victoria Noise Festival, 9th annual Victoria Noise Festival, happening this weekend in Victoria, of course. Two artists, Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer, you heard there, an untitled track by them, and then something off of the fantastic 2x7 7-inch, double 7-inch compilation, featuring four of Vancouver's finer ear-splitting artists, and that was The Rita with Pamela Stanford. Moving on, we've got some new stuff here that I got to get to. Two new albums on the pretty much bulletproof Thrill Jockey Records label out of Chicago, Illinois. We have some electronic stuff by Mountains, which are two sonic explorers whose love of sculpting sound has resulted in some of the most blissful music in recent memory. And that'll bring you down, because we're going to start off with some serious black metal from Brooklyn. Their second album, Liturgy, is the name of the album. Aesthetica is the name of the album. And the track is called Harmonia.
We'll be right back.
Putting on a pair of headphones and listening to music just not doing it for you anymore? Then rediscover your love of music by seeing it happen right before your eyes at the Sled Island Independent Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta. Running from June 22nd to the 25th, you can catch such great acts as Blonde Redhead of Montreal, Twin Shadow, The Ravenettes, and local Vancouver bands No Gold, Teen Days, Dead Ghosts, and Bison BC. With over 200 bands playing, there's something for everyone. For full lineup and tickets, go to www.sledisland.com.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
Now, the electric prunes for Fox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Fox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Fox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Fox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Fox Wah-Wah pedal at your Fox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeedy, the man, the myth, Frank Rumbletone will be rocking your eardrums at 3 o'clock today. Stay tuned. As a matter of fact, stay tuned all day. Right now, we've got, at 1 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak coming up. We've got the Green Majority, hosted by our sister station, CIUT, in Toronto. Your only source information for conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go with Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with Mr. Adam J. 6 o'clock this week, I believe, is Reel to Reel. 6:30 this week is Shameless with Jonathan B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. Strictly a Kumbaya Free Zone. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, pretty much the best thing on radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR on your radio dial or on your computer at www.citr.ca. I'm reminding you that this show and many other shows can be podcast, available for podcast on the CITR website. Same address I just gave you. We're going to wrap up the show like we always do, something off of the infamous Steve Stapleton's Nurse with Wound list. And today, as a matter of fact, pretty interesting viral conversation, I guess it is, on Facebook, just with a few friends of mine. Mr. Dave Segal, one of the head music writers of The Stranger in Seattle. Very, very good music writer. I highly recommend you check out his blog if you can. He just posted this record that I've owned for a few years, and I don't know if he just discovered it or felt like introducing it to a bunch of people, but I've had a lot of human beings respond to this, and Dave went out and called this the first trip-hop album of all time, and he's talking about Arzachel's only album, originally released in 1969. Arzachel were kind of a fake band made up by prog rock pioneers Egg. And the rumor that I heard is that Egg donated this record, like this was going to be their new record, and they gave it to Duram Records, and Duram turned it down. And they said, this is not what we signed on for. This doesn't sound like you guys, which it doesn't, by the way. They're kind of going off in a different musical direction. And so I believe they just decided to release it under a nom de plume or whatever, and they're all fake names. All the bands changed. They all have pseudonyms and stuff like that. And this is one of the more underground prog gems of the late London psych scene. And this is a really, really great song. It made a lot of people happy this week, and I hope you'll enjoy it too. This is Arzachel with Queen Street Gang on A Noise. We'll be right back. something rare from the vaults there. Ars Agel, all the way back to 1969. Has been re-released a few times, and even on wax, too, actually. Hope you enjoyed that Queen Street Gang. That just about do it